Australia can shift away from waste management to a circular economy, according to a new report. The report from Planet Ark's Australian Circular Economy Hub has found Australia has good information about its processes, although more is needed to change. The support from federal, state, and local governments are vital, and the community can do its part. I started asking Head of Circular Economy Development at Planet Ark, Dr. Nicole Garofano, the reasons behind producing this report.
The reason why we chose to do this research is we noted that there was a gap in understanding of what are the opportunities to accurately measure the circular economy transition in Australia. So it is a focus on the availability of data across all levels of government. But it's not just for government. There are also opportunities for business to learn a lot from reading this report as well.
Now, for all our listeners who are not aware of the concept, what's a circular economy?
Great question. So the circular economy is a resource optimization approach to the way that we have been living in the last 100 or so years. So the way that we have been existing is commonly termed as a linear approach to consumption, which means we take resources from the planet, we make the resources into products, we use the products, and then we dispose of the products. So this take, make, use, dispose model has been how we have been consuming and therefore fueling our economy pretty much since the Industrial Revolution. What the circular economy does is it invites people to think differently about the way that they consume, about the types of products that are put onto the market, and the way products are designed to be put onto the market. And so there are three principles. The first one is to design out waste and pollution. So in any design of a product, what that means is producers are encouraged to really think about how can they extend the life of their product. The second principle is to ensure that materials and products are kept in use for longer and at their highest value. So this is where the concept of recycling fits in. And then the third principle is to regenerate nature. And so this is the underlying principle that in anything we do, we should be considering how we can support the regeneration of nature in our economy through our economic activities.
Okay, fantastic. So according to the report, what's the current situation in Australia with this type of economy? How are we doing?
We have a good start on the circular economy in Australia. What this report has shown is that there is a basic understanding of the principles of circular economy measurement in all levels, in the three levels of government. So that's local, state and federal government. However, what we found is that the existing focus in terms of measurement for the circular economy is really focused on the waste narrative. And so how much waste do we generate? How much waste can we recover? Are there opportunities for recycling, which, as I mentioned, is part of the circular economy? But there's a very strong focus on just how many tons are being processed as part of our consumption. And so what we've identified is that we do have good foundations, but there are other opportunities for other data that we can consider.
What are some of the key tasks the report found so Australia can transition into a circular economy?
Yeah, so I should highlight as well that this report, the research and authorship of this report was done by our technical supporter partners, Edge Environment. And Edge are expert in working with organisations who are looking to transition to the circular economy. So certainly in their experience and in our experience at the ACE Hub, we found that there are a number of things that need to be key actions or key tasks, if you will, that need to be considered. The first one is to really look at collaboration and the value of collaboration across industries. So quite often we have industries where, say it's for manufacturing. Manufacturing, there are specific supply chains that manufacturers might operate within. And so what we're suggesting is that there is an opportunity to think outside that supply chain and have a much greater collaboration with people that organisations might not normally speak to really understand where there are opportunities to change business models. So, for example, in manufacturing, there's quite a push, if you will, of designing products for a longer lifespan and designing products that might even be used as a service. So, for example, one example of how this might work is probably not too many years ago. We would have said, oh, we'll never get rid of DVDs or CDs because that's how we listen, watch our movies, and that's how we listen to our music. However, over time, we've seen that we're actually realised that we need to buy the service, not necessarily the product. So when you think about DVDs, the service that they provide is to allow us to watch movies, CDs similar. So we've actually made this transition now to go from physical discs to an app on your phone where you're now actually just buying the service of listening to music or watching movies on Netflix or something of that nature. So it's really about considering, you know, in the manufacturing space, are there some products that are produced that can actually be used as a service model?
That was Head of Circular Economy Development at Planet Ark, Dr. Nicole Garofano.